boys and girls, it's that time. It's Sunday night. Time to get your fill of Blue Fox Radio.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
That's right, boners. Blue Fox Live is back on the air. I'm your host, DJ Sky High, with yet another exciting show to bring you that happened right here on the 105.5 Bone Stage a few weeks ago. Maybe you were here, maybe you missed it. Sunday night is usually karaoke, but on this Sunday, we were graced with the band Stellar Corpses. They're from Santa Cruz, California. They've made 3 tours across the country in 6 years, and they've rose to the tops of the hard rock music scene. Let's hit the stage right now for our Dead Stars special guest. It's Stellar Corpses.
I love it. Oh, yeah. Winchester.
That was unexpected.
Take it, Kyle. All right, you guys.
Hit it.
This is a sing-along, a family sing-along. It goes like, live fast, die young, and leave a stellar corpse.
Corpses rise from the grave, and not the kind of stumble in a drunken daze. They flood your city streets and take it all away. And not that you can kill, even if I pursue you will. To take your life and live it for all it's worth. And if we never die, we'll never be alive. They say when hell is full, the devil walk the earth. The rules to follow and the rules to break. Run till the day your life is over. Don't let it pass you by. Don't be afraid to die. Some call it death, we'll call it a second birth. And when we start to rise, see the fire in our eyes. And knowing hell is full, the devil will walk the earth. Whoa.
We're down in the basement here at Blue Fox with Stellar Corpses from Santa Cruz, California. They're on tour right now with their Dead Stars Drive-In album. They made it over to the East Coast here to check out the Blue Fox Billiards. Awesome.
Awesome.
What's up?
What's up?
So first off, I love the site, love the album, love the video, and I just signed up today to be a member of your Stellar Corpse street team.
Cool.
Nice.
Is the campaign working for y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a really cool, like, grassroots feeling thing that we got going with the street team. You know, we stay in contact with everybody on Facebook and the Facebook group, and you know, we've become friends. And so when they show up at the shows, we recognize them, and seeing them at every show, we've just kind of gotten to know everybody, and they're super supportive of us.
Now, I watched 10 videos of y'all today on YouTube.
Wow.
Are y'all checking out the watches on that, the numbers?
Not really.
Are they posted individually by people?
Usually by people's phones. Usually on tour, we'll get a bunch of phone videos and stuff, but
I think our main music video of the Vampire Kiss one is up to almost 50,000, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I haven't checked it in a while, but
speaking of that, I definitely enjoyed that video.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Who's the chick in that?
Our friend Alicia from LA.
Yeah. She was looking a little Kat Von D there for
me. Yeah.
Everyone thinks that's who she is.
Yeah, she gets that a lot.
Yeah. She plays the vampire in the video, of course.
Yeah.
What other video? There was a Cemetery Man, Steel Butterfly.
Okay.
Cemetery Man, that was done in Santa Cruz, maybe after a couple of years after we've been together.
2007.
It was just put together by a friend of ours.
I did it, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just did that on iMovie. A friend of ours filmed it, and we told him to move around and stuff, but he just kind of stayed on the stage, so there's just that one angle. But there's it's kind of a cool angle because you get to see the front row and the crowd and everything, and it's pretty neat.
The other one was real good, the Steel Butterfly. That was
our merch guy, our crew, Colt, did all that for us. Yeah, did a really good job. Yeah,
a very talented guy.
DJ Sky High in the studios with Dusty and Stellar Corpses. Let's go back up to the Bone stage and catch them live with a little bit of Be Still My Heart.
Hello, did you guys want to hear another one? Yeah! All right. Okay, we got a request, and it's a special request too from our buddy Sean, who we actually met in Monterey, California. 3,000 miles away. And so this song is on our new album, and it's called Be Still My Heart. It's kind of a tragic love story type of song. I wrote it when I was drunk, walking home in the rain. So I'm stalling for Emilio.
Walk into the world that's cold and no one ever makes it out alive. I always told you that I would find a way. We can make this last forever and never fade away. Be still my heart, as silent as the grave, as violent as the seasons change, these memories won't remain. Carved upon the headstone of my heart. Under the midnight moonlight, I feel it changing me inside. This love so beautiful, there's only darkness in your eyes. Now I'm alone and standing still in time. Letting go of a fading dream as the world around me dies. Watch it die. Be still my heart, as silent as the grave, as violent as the wave. You tore me apart as I watch the seasons change. These memories forever will remain. Upon the headstone of my heart.
godforsaken heart. I took the step you couldn't take. I made the move you wouldn't make. I wish someone would drive a stake into my godforsaken heart. Silent as the grave, as violent as the wave. You tore me apart as I watched the seasons change. These memories forever will remain, carved upon the headstone of my heart. Silent as the grave, as violent as the cold blooded wave.
Let's take a break from the stage and go downstairs in the basement to our Blue Fox Studios. We're back in with Stellar Corpses. Mm-hmm.
So now you guys got three albums done. I listened to the newest one today. Then I found out that Joe McGrath did it.
Yeah.
For the people out there that don't know Joe McGrath, he's done the Go-Go's, John Mayall, Offspring, Boxcar Racer, Blink-182, Sum 41, AFI, Morrissey, Keb Mo, B.B. King, and Taj Mahal he won three Grammys for. Then he did Green Day's album, got a Grammy for that too.
Yeah.
Is this studio awesome?
Yeah, it was amazing. And just working with him was just his ear. He just got an amazing ear. I mean, it's just
two of them.
Two.
Is he a ruthless Nazi? Does he make you do it over and over again? Not yes. good enough.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He would not let anything slide.
No.
Nothing. It was great though. It was good for us.
Oh, that's good for us.
Now, how did that happen? How'd y'all hook up with him?
I found his email. You know, he has a website. I emailed him and just kind of just like, whatever, why not? Just give it a shot.
Wow.
And then he got back to me and we set up a time to have a phone call and he's just such a nice guy. He's really down to earth and he liked our stuff and thought we had some potential and now we're great friends.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, he does a lot of blues and then mm-hmm. does a lot of the numbered bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are classified as morbidly fun punk rock, psychobilly. I think you're a perfect blend of metal and punk with a little bit of Elvis soul in there.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yep. Whatever way you want to. You know.
I mean, every time I look at your logos and all your stuff, I keep thinking of the Misfits, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Misfits are one of your influences there.
Yeah, definitely.
But you fuse the punk and the rock really cool, man. So anyway, your slogan is whatever it takes. You play clubs all the time, and welcome to our club.
Hey, this isn't bad actually compared to some of the places we've been.
Yeah, so no, this is nice.
Yeah, this is actually pretty nice. Like, I mean, the lights look nice. I mean, the sound.
There's an actual stage, and it has room for us.
Yeah,
right before we head back up to that beautiful stage we call the 105.5 Bone Stage, let's hear Vampire Kiss. It is their first release off their newest album and their single. So tell the bone you want to hear it every single day. Blue Fox Live with Stellar Corpses. I'm your host, DJ Sky High.
Show. I only want to kill, but I want to cure for a fading affection.
Let's return back to the basement with the members of Stellar Corpses. We're on Blue Fox Live, 105.5 The Bone.
But came from Columbus, Ohio. Our last band, Lansdowne, was just there before they came down here. You're going to Massachusetts next?
Well, we have like a couple of days off, and then we play New York City and New Jersey and then Massachusetts. Yeah, we're playing Quincy, Mass, which I've been told is the Irish neighborhood of Boston. And that's on the day before St. Patrick's Day, so it should be crazy.
That should be crazy.
Because that's a Saturday night.
They'll probably start that day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The next day.
The whole weekend. Because that's the Saturday night of St. Patrick's Day weekend. So I'm looking forward to a crazy night.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
And then you come back to Kaiser, West Virginia. Have you ever heard of Kaiser, West Virginia?
No.
No.
It is a witness relocation protection area of the United States.
No way.
Like Russian mobs are out of there. It is more bumfuck than this.
Wow.
How the hell did y'all book that?
I talked to our booking agent. Yeah. But you know what the thing is? I really think that it's probably going to be an awesome show. Because a lot of times when we play in small towns like that, everybody comes to the show and everybody is looking to have a good time. And you know, everybody's rocking out, everybody buys a t-shirt, everybody wants an autograph, everybody wants to buy you a drink. I mean, talk about a fun night.
They want to be your best friend in the world.
That's it, man. And because you came to their town and they're like, wow, I can't believe you came here. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow, thanks for coming to Winchester. Hey, our lighting guy upstairs is actually best friends with the sound guy for that place. So
that's right. Yeah, he told Binks.
Yeah, Binks.
Yeah, he told us about it. He said he lives real close to there.
Being on the East Coast here, I've only grown up knowing Santa Cruz, the only thing I've known is the beach and the boards.
Yep.
What's it like growing up in Santa Cruz?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like skateboard surfing culture there. Like a really good music scene.
Yeah, it is good.
It's really laid back.
Are y'all boarders?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More Kyle. He's not here right now, but he's
Dan's. Yeah. What are you talking about? You're the heel flip master, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah. Skateboarding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We grew up skateboarding. I grew up surfing too, but really music was the thing that stuck. But God, I love getting out there in the ocean and surfing. Really. It's just so, it's peaceful. It's good exercise. It's good for the soul.
I have not got the chance to get out there yet. I'm a pitiful little Virginia hick. You all, this is your first tour across the country or second tour? Or
How many times to the East Coast?
This will be our third time.
Third time to the East Coast.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll do like a loop around the West Coast of the United States, but like we've only gone all the way to the East. This will be the third time.
Because those are some long drives in between, you know, when you're coming through the West.
Well, I noticed once you finish this whole tour, then you go straight back to Rochester after like a week
that's
off.
In May, we're coming back for that show. Yeah, that's like a big show. That's I think we're just gonna fly out for that one.
What's your favorite city now? Do you have a favorite city?
There's a few.
Yeah. Besides Santa Cruz, of course.
Denver's big.
Yeah, Denver's awesome.
We have a lot of friends and everyone, like, it's always a party.
There's like El Paso is really good. There's a bunch of small towns that we really like. We went to a place called Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This time around, and talk about a great show.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we go to this little podunk, little tiny little place.
No idea what to expect.
Outside, we roll around thinking, oh great, another empty hall night, another, you know, we're all like making fun of the place. We open up the doors and it's packed to the, like, could barely walk by. I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that happens tonight for you guys.
Yeah, me too.
Well, they've been everywhere, man. They've been everywhere. We got Stellar Corpses right here in Winchester, making their third loop around the United States. And we were lucky to get them here on a Sunday night. In case you missed them, here they are for a couple more songs live from the Bone Stage. It's Blue Fox Live. I'm DJ Sky High.
All right, you guys want one more? You want to end it on an aggressive note? Let's get it all out on this one. It's called Respect the Dead. Go! They say what doesn't kill you makes you strong. Took the living dead through the door. With all the ways that they have died, their only claim to fame was suicide. Doesn't matter what you do, your pathetic life is blue. Teenage zombies see red. Respect the living dead.
wreck. Now's your chance to pay your last respect. Doesn't matter what you do, your pathetic life is through. Did the zombies see red? Respect the living dead.
Thank you guys.
Recorded live on the 105.5 Bone Stage. It's Santa Cruz's Stellar Corpses at the Blue Fox on Route 50 East in Winchester. I'm there tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday, so come hang out with me live. Wednesday night after Destiny hosts the largest open mic jam in the area, and of course the weekends come alive with the hottest local and national music out there. Tonight, our biggest band yet, Nonpoint, hits the stage. If you don't have tickets, you better get there now. You can't miss this show. And it is official. We just signed Fuel to come to the Bone Stage next month. Well, let's go back up to the Bone Stage for the final song from Stellar Corpses, and then we'll finish off the interview with them. It's Blue Fox Live. I'm your host, DJ Sky High.
You guys are amazing. And parting is such sweet sorrow and all that bullshit, but this is our last song, motherfucker. So get those hands up in the air. This one's called Cemetery Man.
Last night I saw you crying in the graveyard. I watched the window through your own back veil. It's distant from your right, you had me hypnotized. You saved me from this goddamn living hell. Each night I watched dead weight from the slumber. And each night I must lay them back to rest. And say that I'm insane, who would believe me anyways? I love my God, do what I do best. I'm a cemetery man. Cemetery man.
You guys are fucking awesome. you liked it and you have a few extra bucks, please pick up a t-shirt right there. That helps us a lot with gas money and all that crap. So thank you.
You all are touring right now with the Dead Stars Drive-In, which is an awesome album. Are you all hooked up on the Hollywood thing? I mean, you all seem like you're infatuated with Hollywood a little bit.
It's kind of like the theme of this album, you know, because Hollywood to a lot of people, including us before we went there, is like this really glamorous place.
Exactly.
And then you go there and it's a shithole, you know, and it's the opposite of what you'd think. There's a seedy underbelly. There's crime and prostitution everywhere you're looking. And that's kind of what we wanted to capture with the album, especially the title track, Dead Stars Drive-In, his show, like both sides of that coin.
That's definitely one of my favorite songs on the album. You have a guitarist filling in right now for you?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Jackie.
Say hello, Jackie.
Hi, everyone.
And Jackie's awesome. She's our friend from Santa Cruz. We've been fans of her solo project, Jackie Rocks, and her new band, Dressed in Roses. And we just wanted to have an extra guitar in the band and try that out. So she was just the obvious choice. And she did a couple of shows with us in Santa Cruz. And then we were like, hey, would you by chance be available to go on the whole tour with us? And she did. She was. So we're stoked.
So you shelved all your stuff to come out with Stellar Corpses.
Yep. And it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, she was on the front page of the local paper in Santa Cruz right before we left, and she had a couple of shows that she actually canceled for us.
Anyway, anything else you want to say for all these people that you keep meeting across the country?
Thank you for coming to our shows.
Please come back.
Yeah. Make sure you say hi to us and feel free to join the street team. That'd be cool.
StellarCorpses.com is where you can go. They got their whole album on there. I listened to it today. You can become a member of their street team, and that means you just got to talk about them.
That's right.
First rule of street team is you talk about them.
That's right. Same with the second rule.
Yeah.
I think that one thing I've been thinking about lately is the state of the whole music industry lately, and how the power is in the hands of the individuals more than ever, I think. And it feels really grassroots and in a big way, like really like punk rock.
It definitely does.
You know, and I love that because we don't have to go through a record label to reach a lot of people, you know? It's just whoever's out there with social networking, you know, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, when we take a picture of us on the road or a live picture or something like that and we send it out there, everybody sees it who wants to see it.
Right.
You know, there's less and less of a barrier between us and our fans, which is a really cool thing.
The One Eye Pyramid record labels are scared to death right now because of this grassroots movement. Like I said, y'all are on Facebook. You can become a member of the street team right there.
Mm-hmm.
So many 15 videos on YouTube. The only thing a record label is good for is money, and all they do is suck the money out of you somewhere else down the road.
Yeah.
So it is great. How are you financing this whole thing?
That's interesting.
Door to door to door?
You asked that. Yeah, it's really just day to day. And something happened along the way. Actually, our third day on the tour, our van broke down. So we let everybody know. You know, we posted a couple of pictures. Everybody on the street team knew. All of our fans who are paying attention knew right away. And then we were like, you guys, we're in a spot right here. Here's our PayPal address. If you feel like donating, do it. We got overwhelmed.
Wow.
We got flooded with donations. So many that it was hard to even thank everyone. And it covered like the repair costs and the hotel costs that we had to do when we broke down in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. You know, there's still like more costs that we had to go in debt a little bit because we had to get a new van. We couldn't get it fixed. But yeah, just having that it was amazing. It was a total testament to social networking and the way things are right now.
That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.